choir. I'm gonna do my little bit now. There we go. I'm not hearing. Could I hear a little in the monitor, please, Mr. Soundman Bob? There's, of course, Earl Scruggs in the air in general, amongst banjo players. He lived to 88, did a lot of amazing things over his whole career, and it certainly inspired yours truly. When I was about 12, I was at a friend's house in the Bronx, heard a record. He said, "You like the banjo? Check this guy out." I said, "That's one guy?" That's what I thought, and as I learned a little bit of banjo also from the Pete Seeger book, I kept thinking about what's this guy Scruggs up to, and my sister gave me a couple of his records for my 15th birthday, and then it was off to the races, except there was no help. There was no tablature back then for the Scruggs style. First guy to come along with that was Bill. But by the time I discovered his tablature, I'd already cracked the code for most of it. But then there was stuff like, which is a combination of forward and backward and very syncopated, and who knows how he figured out how to do that and come out in time. But when I was almost 15, there was a show there in New York with Flat and Scruggs, and the opening act was the 19-year-old Joan Baez. And there was a song, they said, oh, they have their Earl's book, or the song book that the Flat and Scruggs offered, and in the back they said, Earl tells about how to play his style. So I said, oh, well, I'm getting it. And so the back page had all these chord diagrams, like here's C and F, all the stuff, the same stuff as in Pete Seeger book. And then down at the bottom, a small paragraph saying, oh yeah, about the right hand. And it says, well, if you're talking to Earl Scruggs, you have your thumb, and then you have your first finger, your second finger, and that's one, two, and three. And you go one, two, three, and it'll come to you. He said, I said, well, thanks a lot. But I'm going to try to play, if you just click some time for me, just with little chops on this, I'm going to try to play the piece that inspired me the most and still does. Whenever I hear it, I just light up.